The Outlet. The talk of Southland.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I catch up with Kirsty Pickett, event organiser of the Te Anau Tartan Festival Cayley, and Simon Green from the band Highland Storm on what we can expect from this year's event and how the bagpipes lead the way with pop, rock and dance music.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Southland.
Kirsty, Simon, welcome to The Outlet podcast.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. So, Kirsty, first of all, can you please just briefly tell us about the origins of the Te Anau Tartan Festival and some highlights of last year's event and some of the decisions you made after it?
Yes, so we started about, I think it was about 2013. It was just a group of us. I'm a Highland dancing teacher, my husband's a piper, and there was a group of us thought, well, we could get some competitions going up here, something for the kids that I was teaching, and because we're a wee bit remote. So we started off and it sort of got legs and grew, and we started doing Havergay Highland Games. And so I think we've run, there's a couple of years that we didn't run for various reasons, COVID being among them, but I think last year was festival number 8. And after that, that was a particularly big one. So we had, you'll remember, Brent, we had the Highland Dance Company of New Zealand here, and that was a huge undertaking. We also launched an invitational event with the Highland Games, the proper professional Highland Games communities. That sort of expanded it. We think we went over 3 days for that, unusually one day. So we were a wee bit tired after that. We decided that with what had happened with COVID, in effect, we had actually only been operating the full festival every 2 years anyway. So we decided that might be better, ease up on the volunteers a bit so that they actually got one Easter off and two. So we decided this year that we wouldn't host the full competition and games, but we would still do the show because we've become quite known for bringing sort of exciting and innovative and quite different acts to town for that. And Highland Storm was keen to oblige.
Oh, that's good. Because this year on Easter Monday, we've got the Te Anau Tartan Festival Cayley, and that's bringing a new entertainment event to Te Anau. So can you tell us more about that? Obviously, we've got Simon here from Highland Storm as well, but it looks like it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard to describe it. We've called it a modern twist on a traditional Cayley, because a Cayley in Scottish terms is, it's an ease up, it's a party, it's music, it's dancing, it's singing, it's revelry. But I guess in New Zealand, it has a little bit more of a staid reputation. So this is really a rock show, a Celtic rock show. Yeah, so in the past, we've had Pipeworks has played a couple of times. And this is just taking a step further, really. So it's not, in the past it's been a seated concert. This is definitely going to be interactive. We want the crowd up and dancing and a proper knees up.
Sounds good. And the people providing the knees up are going to be Highland Storm. So, Simon, can you give us a bit of a background on Highland Storm's formation and some of the unique elements you guys bring to the stage?
Yeah, it's David Pickett's baby, Kirsty's husband, who many whoever's seen him play will know that he is one of the best bagpipers around. And he's joined by Greg Lindsay on pipes. And David, I know you're listening, so yes, that's one for you. And also we've got John Thompson there as well from Queenstown. And it's a pretty eclectic little mix of people because we've got David and Te Anau, we've got John and I here in Queenstown, we've got Aaron and Greg and Holly and another Simon Thompson who formed the rest of the band in Invercargill. I had pretty much retired from singing probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Used to do a lot of musical theatre and odd shows and bits and pieces around the place. But 20-something years ago, I was lucky enough to sing in one of the Pipe and Hot concerts down in Invercargill. And it was a bit of a mind-blowing and kind of life-changing experience for me hearing pipes en masse for the first time. And that's when I met David and a few of the other guys. And then there was the era of Pipe and Hot, which sort of got thrown out of the Pipe and Hop era, and then everything sort of went into a bit of a hiatus. And I had said offhand to David that I'm done with my performing, but if he ever got something going again along the lines of what we used to do as pipe works, that I'd come out of retirement. And I got a call from him a couple of years ago saying, remember when you said that you'd come singing again with us? And, oh, yeah. So we got together and we put a few new tunes together, and away we went and did an hour for a conference up at Skyline in Queenstown. And we all sort of looked at each other afterwards after the audience reaction and the way the whole night went, and went, oh, I think we've got to give this another crack. So about a year and a half on, I think we are, we've got 30 odd tunes. There's a few from the Pipe and Hop days, there's a few from the Pipe Works days, and then we've added a lot of new stuff. And it really is, like Kirsty said, it is about getting up, and it's a rocking dance band with the bagpipes.
Yeah, I've heard that David guy is pretty difficult. He has the most demands for the green room, green M&Ms and specific drinks and things. He's not the most difficult in the band, that's what you're saying, right?
No, and look, if it wasn't for David, it wouldn't be happening. Because there's a huge amount of work, of time, and that goes in behind the scenes, obviously, because we could all pick songs and say, oh, how about this one would be great to do, but the pipes are pretty limited in terms of the keys they play in, and then what happens to the song as a consequence. Like we were talking about earlier, part of it feels like going to war as a vocalist, because a lot of the time we're trying to sing the same time the pipes are playing. And the other part of it is it feels sometimes like you're singing You're the Voice over and over and over again for 3 hours, because everything's in quite a high register to sit in alongside the pipes. But, you know, we're doing songs by The Killers, by Coldplay, by Europe, by Guns N' Roses. You know, there's Avicii, everything, you name it. We start off with a little bit more traditional, but still up-tempo. There's a few slow ones that we've thrown in. We do Hallelujah with the pipes. There's Carry On by Fun that Kirsty stumbled across. And that just, when the pipes rip into that, it's just something else. So it takes these dance tunes and songs that are ultimate classics that everybody knows, but it elevates them somewhere that, whether they were ever supposed to go there or not, I don't know, but we don't care because they sound great when we take them there. And you get these quizzical looks from your audience when they go, is that, oh hell it is, and away they go, you know. So we unleashed it in that form for the Autumn Festival in Arrowtown last year, so a little over a year ago, or just under a year ago. Big party night, they had whiskey tastings going on, and everyone was dressed up and everything else, and we had the dance floor absolutely chocker from pretty much start to finish, and we were done, and the pipers were almost fainting and passing out because they'd played for 3 hours and everybody's wanting more. So it literally does strike a chord, and it, just once it gets cracking, you can't stop it.
No, and you do Kiwi songs too, so are you saying that everything you rework has to be done around the bagpipes?
100%. Because if it doesn't work for the bagpipes, it doesn't work, because they're the star of the show. So we do April Sun in Cuba. We've just added Language by Annie Crummer.
Wow, okay.
We do 6 months in a Leaky Boat. And Hinawae Mohi, who people might have seen on TV recently, her amazing tune, Kotahitanga.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
tune. So we rip off that one pretty quickly in the show. So we're trying to put a bit of drama into the start of the show, and then it just unravels into a dance party from there.
That's great. Because Kirsty, it's a bit of a more casual setup, isn't it? Can you tell us about how it's all set up for the night?
Yeah, so the events that we've normally had as part of the festival, the social event or the concert event, has been that it's been a seated concert in the past. And even when Pipeworks performed, it was a seated concert, although we did get a mosh pit going at one year, and then the little kids got up and started that, and they wouldn't sit down again after that. So based on that reaction, but also the success of what Highland Storm did in Arrowtown, then it was a no brainer to turn it into something that's more crowd interactive. And we've got a licensed bar this year as well, which we've never had in the past. And so it'll be table-type seating. We've got some VIP packages. So those people will get some extra service and snack platters and things on their tables.
And get a bagpiper sitting at their table for one of the numbers.
Yeah. Is there David the special guest at the table? Is that what goes on?
Maybe another ring in. I couldn't tell you. You have to buy a ticket to find out.
for you and Highland Storm, do you have to dial it back a bit because it's more intimate, or do you just go for it, Simon?
No, 100. You can't. The bagpipes play at one volume. Brendan is loud. And I'm already deaf in one ear, and after every rehearsal, my ear's ringing in the other, and I don't think anybody would deny that there's not a lot of subtlety that comes with that. It's rip, shit, and bust, and we get some nice moments through the evening, you know, likes of the hallelujahs and the start and carry on and things where we can dial it back a little bit. But that's the energy. That's where the pulse of the whole thing is that every time the pipers launch in and you can hear it when one joins and then the second joins and then the third joins and you don't just hear it, you feel it. So it's one of those nights that if people are coming along thinking they might have a nice casual quiet catch up in the corner, that's not what's going to happen. You can try and shout over a bagpiper, but when we're playing, people will be dancing, and if not, then they don't have any choice but to listen.
Yeah, although we've structured the night because we are conscious of that. We've sort of set it as to kind of three sets so that there will be a break in between so that people can actually converse with each other and actually give the legs a rest because we're expecting them to be on the dance floor all night.
So, yeah. Sounds like a great night out. That's awesome.
But yeah, there'll be good breaks along the way. We've split the whole show into three acts. So first one gives people a bit of a taste of what's coming up, and we sort of morph too through generations of music a little bit, kind of inadvertently. But we, you know, we've got to Copperhead Road and Over the Hills and some sort of older pieces, Rhythm of My Heart, a few things like that. The first act, bit of a taste. The second act, we get into Reel and Roll, which people won't have heard before, but it's awesome. Hang On, Help Is On Its Way, and a few other newbies that have sort of come in there. And then we get into the Avicii and the Killers and Snow Patrol and things like that into the second half, into the third act. So good breaks for people to have a chat. But yeah, when we're on, we're on.
And we should also say we've got quite a lot of fancy lighting this year as well.
Oh, okay.
So we've got, you know, we've pulled in favours from left, right and centre to run this. And, you know, a friend of a friend who's a professional lighting technician was really keen to set lights to it. So it will be quite spectacular.
So if we're turning around facing the back to see what it looks like, because we haven't had that before, we've sort of got up and the way we've gone, but we can't wait to have all of that sort of AV support and the sounds coming together really nicely as well. So, and we've got fantastic bagpipers. You've got to suffer through me singing, but thankfully I'm joined by Holly Longman on a lot of the songs, who also plays keys. And then we've got Aaron Ives and Simon Thompson. Aaron Ives on drums, Simon Thompson on guitar. So you've got really the creme de la creme of Southland musicians in there with the pipers. And that's the thing. You need the best pipers to be able to play like this, and you need the best musicians to be able to fit in and really round that sound out. And we've got professionally produced tracks sitting underneath it as well, so there's a really full sound. Yeah, it's a rock concert with a twist.
So after this, we're taking it on the road around the world, right?
Well, on the road around South Otago, Southland, maybe. We'll start small and see where we go from there.
I mean, and you should never say never, because Pipeworks, yeah, you joke, Brent, but Pipeworks did go around the world.
Yeah.
But I guess the guys are a bit old and bad. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, Elton John did a farewell tour, so you guys can as well.
Goodbye, the Tarson Road.
Yeah, that's right. So, Kirsty, where can people get some more info and get some tickets?
So, it's all being done through the Te Anau Tartan Festival. So, teanautartanfestival.co.nz. Put tickets and all the information, and you can buy the tickets online. Hopefully, there will be some door sales available. Yeah, we're looking forward to holidays makers up here in Te Anau for Christmas. But these things always take a while to take off. But yeah, my phone's been going red hot today, so it's all of a sudden people have Cotton Ton.
Oh, look, it sounds like a great event, and I really appreciate you taking some time out and having a chat today. Thanks so much.
No, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet,
the talk of Southland.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet. The Outlet is produced and published by the Southland App and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. The Outlet is available on the Outlet button of your Southland App and wherever you get your podcasts.